वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणं Again, you should follow me and come to India, South India, on the bank of very beautiful, oh, Godavari River. And here, the dialects between Roy Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is eagerly waiting for Raya Ramananda. When he will come? So, when there was night, oh, don't break my legs. Your father never not come? Today he is coming? What I am telling?
Come to South India.
Mahaprabhu is eagerly waiting for Ramananda. Mahaprabhu is eagerly waiting.
And here, Mahaprabhu was eagerly waiting for Raya Ramananda. Now darkness is coming. Night is going to be. And Raya Ramananda came in a very simple dress. Only one dhoti. And he came and he fell flat in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu what?
Embraced.
And then Mahaprabhu told, I'm very satisfied. The nectar that you are giving, I'm not satisfied. I want to have more and more and more. I heard Vaidhi Bhakti from you. Only paraphernalia will not do. Oh, this should be with love and affection. Like we get so many examples of Khola Becha Sridhar in Naudip Lila, Bedurani,
Sabari,
oh Krishna and Duryodhan and all. So, if you have so much excessive love and affection for Gurudev, oh, charity begins from home, so begin from home. That is Gurudev and Vaishnava. Diksha Guru and Shiksha. Have love and affection. And then Gurudev may kindly give that to, in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu asked him, I want to hear something more. Then he told that, oh, Bhakti Vaidhi. What is Vaidhi Bhakti? It will not do. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api jadi kutu api lobhyate तत्र लौल्यम अपि मूल्यमेकलम्। जन्म कोटि सुकृतिर न लभ्यते। ओ यो एनी पर्पट ऑफ स्वामी जी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी महाराज। हाँ तो यू शुड वी वांट टू फॉलो हिम एंड इन द लाइन ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी एंड महाप्रभु।
First, the translation. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities performed in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be obtained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. And then our Srila Prabhupada's purport. The previous two verses are included in Pajavali of Sri Rupa Goswami. Verse 69, that is about the paraphernalia, refers to devotional service in faith, and verse 70 refers to devotional service rendered out of intense greed or Raganuga Bhakti. Henceforward, the basic principle underlying the talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai will be spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The regulative principles according to the injunctions of the Shastras are necessary insofar as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened. An example of spontaneous action is the flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop that flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment. Whatever will be spoken henceforth by Ramananda Rai is based on this, and it will be agreeable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then there's a quote from our Prabhupada in another year. He says that, I have translated the words Krishna consciousness from this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. So here Rupa Goswami advises, if Krishna consciousness is available, please purchase it immediately. Don't delay. It is a very nice thing.
Very good. Oh, you should explain some more thing about this.
Umagana tamarandasa dhanandana shalakaya chakshuran vilitam jena tasmai si gurave namaha. Now we have come to this verse, which can be found in Srila Rupa Goswami's poets, Padyavali. Krishna bhakte rasa bhavitamati kretam yadi kuto pilabhyate tato lolyam apimulam ekalam koti janma sukritar nalabhyate. In this verse, first of all, Krishna bhakte rasa bhavitamati, Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, he has given the information to us that this phrase Krishna consciousness, he has taken from this verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. In other words, the International Society for Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. What does that mean? Mati means one's consciousness should be Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, completely saturated with Krishna Bhakti Ras. Just like a rasagula. Rasgulla is cooked and it is immersed in the rasa, and it soaks there for a long time. Then when you take that rasagulla, everywhere in that rasagulla from top to bottom, if you touch it on the top, on the side, in the middle, on the bottom, anywhere you touch, only ras, ras and ras. More ras is coming out. And even if you squeeze it, then more ras will come out. And even if you squeeze it and squeeze it until all the ras has come out, anyway, still inside there's more rasa. It's still there. So this is Srila Prabhupada, his intention was what thing? To have international society, to have your consciousness completely saturated from top to bottom, inside and out, wherever anyone will touch, this bhakti rasa will be there. What is that bhakti rasa? So far, Srila Roy Ramananda, he's spoken about bhakti. And now for the first time, the topic of bhakti rasa has come up. There is a big difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa. This bhakti rasa is the specific contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world through his nearest and dearest Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. When a devotee is practicing bhakti, gradually, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, then bhav will come. In the stage of bhav, first sthayi bhav, one permanent ecstatic mood in a particular relationship with Krishna, either dasarati, sakirati, vatsalyarati, or madhuryarati. Friendship mood, servitor mood, friendship mood, parental mood, or beloved's mood. This is sthayi bhav. On the basis of this, so many other ecstatic emotions, such as vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, and vyabhachari bhav, they will mix together on the basis of the sthayi bhav. When these five types of rasa samagri are mixed together and they produce one miraculous experience, vyatiti bhavana vatma yas chamatkara bhavabhu chite satujale bharam swadyate saraso mataha. This is Srila Rupa Goswami Pad's definition of rasa. When all the ingredients of rasa are mixed together due to a very vast inundation of Shuddha Sattva, spiritual energy within the heart of the living entity, at that time it produces one astonishing taste that is called bhakti rasa. So how to attain this? This is the goal of our devotion, our devotional practices. So in this verse, it is stated, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. If such a state of existence, of tasting the mellows of love for Krishna, transcendental spontaneous love, if this is available anywhere, kutopi means anywhere it's available, then labhyate. You must go there at once and purchase it. You should purchase it. That means there's a price. Yes, there is a price to purchase this. What is that? Tatra lolyam api mula mekalam. The only price is greed. Those who are very, very greedy, those whose hearts are intensely hankering for this and this alone, only they will be able to attain this Krishna bhakti rasa. Koti janma sukrita na labhyate. Here, koti janma means 10 million births. If you pass 10 million births, performing Vaidhi Bhakti even, following the angas of Vaidhi Bhakti, still, there is no guarantee that you will be able to realize Krishna Bhakti Rasa. It is only available by greed. So, this verse is explaining that only by following Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot attain Krishna Bhakti Rasa. But by greed, you can attain it. And this greed only comes by association with those Vaishnavas who themselves are the embodiment of Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati. If one will come into the association of a Vaishnav who is rasic, from top to bottom completely saturated with the mellows of Vrindavan, then by their association, being unconditionally surrendered there and hearing from them and following them externally and internally, then this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati can be available, otherwise not.
Very good.
That's a way.
In this world, bhakti means pure bhakti is very rare. Very rare. How rare? Why rare? Because anna vilasita sunyam jnan karma dhyanapitam anukullin krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutam. Very rare in this world. But it can be achieved by two ways. One, by regular doing bhakti, practicing Vaidhi bhakti. And one is what?
Galloping Raganuga.
Spontaneous devotion. By spontaneous devotion. It can be. But Vaidhi bhakti even koti janma sukritir. By this you can have association of high class of bhakti. If no sukriti, of millions of life, and there is no sanskar for this. Oh, sadhu sangha is very, very durlabha. And when this sadhu sangha will be done, by the effect, bhakti may come. May come. But, oh, laulyakam cannot come. It's very rare, more rare. And for that is why it has been told, bhaktistu bhagavat sangena parichayate sangastu
satsanga prapate
pumbi purva jan sukriti sanchita. If there is a heap of collection of so much sukriti, punji bhut, then sadhu sangha. If you have no sadhu sangha, or sadhu will come you and he will tell that, oh, you should associate me, hear me. Oh, he cannot hear. If hearing, he cannot
understand
what is that. So very rare. But, more rare is laulya. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. He explained. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatan kutopi jati labhyate tatra lolyam api mulyakam. What is that lolya? Very high class of greed. Intensive.
Intense greed.
But how it will come? Very rare. How it will come? By so many ways, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells. A greed may come. That greed is not controlled by anyone. Anyone cannot control. Oh, why you have done greed? A very poor, lower class of black person pulling rickshaw wala, he can have greed to marry with Diana. Diana, you know?
Yes.
He can have. Anyone can control, cannot control on him. Anyone can do any greed. So, thus any greed is coming. How it will come? It may come that in previous lives, you have met any high class of Rasik Tattva Vaishnava. Like whom? Sukadeva Goswami. Navatta Tarsai Upadiyamana. Navatta Tarsai Upadiyamana. Bhavasadhat Sokta Manovirama. Ka Uttam Sloka Gunanava Virajje Pinam. He's totally immersed in what? Sweet pastimes of Krishna. And his mati. Mati means?
Consciousness.
Saturated. Oh. Upside, inside, sides, everywhere lies rasa golla. And all time. If you will
squeeze,
rasa will come. What? How to squeeze? To ask very politely and humbly. Oh, this is to squeeze. And rush will come. How it will come? Madhubesh Charitra.
Tasmin
Mahan Mukharita Madhubesh Charitra. Madhubesh Charitra means? Who lives in where? Madhura. Because it is Madhur. And in Mathura where? In Govardhan Radha Kundahiya. And he is Madhu himself. And his life and everything is like more Madhu, honey.
Very sweet.
How it is sweet? Like Sukhdev Goswami is telling, for Sukhdev it has. Nivetta tarsai upagiyamana. He has no worldly desire at all, detached from all these things. And always saturated with the Krishna modes, past times always. And his Harikatha of gopis, beginning from Nandah Kim Akarot Brahman, Shevo Eva Mahodayam.
Yasudasya Mahabhaga Papau Jasastanam Hari.
Oh, what
pious activities,
what austerities, or what they have done, Nanda and Yasuda. That Nanda always used to take Krishna in his lap, and Ma Yasuda used to give milk to Krishna. What action they had done, what austerities, what donation and what. If we know, then we will do and have a love and affection for that. And these sweet kathas are Maha Mahaushadhi, Ram Bana.
Infallible.
Medicine of? Oh, this Bhavarog.
The disease of birth and death, material existence.
And also this is the medicine of heart disease of gopis. Biraha.
Separation.
So, everyone should try to hear this. And by hearing, lull can come.
Really?
That special kind of. Like Vishi, when Uddhava went to Braja, and he saw the glory of gopis, high class. Then he became so much wondered, or what?
Astonished.
And he is praying. What he is praying? Javai Sri Archit Pada. Ajadvi apta kamai jogvai sarai rapi padat jadatmani rasa gostyam Krishna satat bhagavata charana arvindam nastam stanesu bhijaho parirabhyatapam. Javai sriyarchit ajadvi apta kamai. You know, Brahma, Shankar, they all want to attend the mercy of Sri Lakshmi. But they cannot. And Jogeshwarai. Who are Jogeshwar? Shankar. Here, others so many are. They want to serve the lotus feet of Krishna with a rag, with a love and affection. But it is very hard. Even in
there are many trance.
They cannot see. And that lotus feet, which Brahma and Lakshmi and all are
worshipping
in meditation, but even in meditation they cannot have the darshan
of the lotus feet.
And with that lotus feet, what gopis are doing? Playing, keeping them on their breast, and bijahau parirabdhata, and they left their separation. It was the heart rogue of gopis. So how glorious are gopis? By the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, if anyone hear all these things, also Asamaho Charanarenu Jusamaham Syam Vrindavane Kimap Gulmalatau Sadhiyam Yas Dusra Jan Sajan Arja Patanchahitva Vevje Mukunda Padavim Sutihim. But Asamaho, Charana Reju Sam. Oh, I want to be any
blade of grass.
Blade of grass. Why you want? Because in night it may be any gopi full of what? Rasa and Anurag, high class of devotion. And she is going to meet with Krishna in Avishar. And it may be that she can come and keep their lotus feet on my head. And thus their lotus feet dust will come and my life will be successful. And then he is praying that I should be any blade of grass there.
Small plant or creeper.
Anyhow. And my life will be successful. And he became a cross in Uddhav Kunda. Between Radha Kunda and Giriraj Govardhan. Oh. Each kalpa, one cross, and there are millions of crosses.
It's come one Uddhav.
So how would he? And that after that he began to pray. Bande Nanda Vraja Istrena Padavena Vaviksnasa Jashan Vari Katho Gita Punat Bhuvana. I pray that what I am praying to one
special
dust of gopis. One, even one. And what it may be? One, who is one? O Srimati Radhika. I want to be a dust. Always. Attached with her lotus feet. Oh, when they were separated with Krishna, oh, they began to sing what? Tava kathamritam
tapta jivanam kavibhiritam kalmashapaham samarna mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti de bhuri dajana.
Oh, and Krishna disappeared and they became mad totally. And Sukadeva Goswami is telling that gopis are praying to Krishna. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. Oh Krishna, oh black, your this sweet katha, pastimes, are like more than nectar. More than nectar. And they are life. If anyone is going to die, and he is so much in suffering, feeling suffering, and dying and dying, if he can hear his pastimes, his Harikatha, his name even, life will return back and he will be happy. This is true. Tava kathamritam. Oh, your katha is itself
nectar.
No, it is more costly and more precious and more glorious than nectar of heaven. In so many ways. Oh, this explanation is so long. But I am telling something. Tapta jivanam, whose life is tapta. Oh, this gives life. Kaviriritam. Oh, because Brahma, Shankar, and all Kavi, they have
poet.
Huh?
All the poet they described.
They have described like this. Kalmashapaham. By hearing all kinds of suffering, kalmas, anartha, sins, everything will go away. By only hearing, will go. Iritam kalmashapaham, shravana mangalam. Oh, only by hearing, all kinds of all earth and everything, or even endless birth of
chain of birth
and life and suffering, everything will go away, no doubt. Those who give these kinds of harikatha, or really they are very high class of donator.
Donor.
Oh, high class. So, we pray in their lotus feet. And we will never be indebted to them. Forever we will be.
We can never repay them.
We cannot repay. Who is telling this? Gopis. Who are gopis there? Or Rukmini,
Chandravali
and his party's gopis. But Radhika and his party, Lalita Vishakha, what they are telling? Tava kathamritam. We don't want to hear your Hari Katha. Never, never. We have spoiled our life. So they are telling, don't hear this black person's or these sweet katha. Never and never.
Poison.
Tava katha mritam. Yan mrita means?
Poison. Yes. Poison.
Death.
Yes, like a poison.
If anyone is very happy in family life, that as you were before coming here. And now you are life of what?
Spoiled.
One lady came to me in morning and she was telling, Maharaj, weeping, I don't want to go in my home. Why? I want to be always with Vaishnava in Vrindavan. Why you are weeping? And if you go to Vrindavan, you may
weep more and more.
Why you want? Don't do so. Forget Krishna. So gopis are telling. Mritam, those who are happy in their family life, oh, by hearing that black's pastime, oh, we became very, what?
Ruined.
Life is spoiled.
Chastity.
Tapta jivanam. He makes our life tapta.
Full of suffering.
Full of suffering. Nothing to eat. Nothing is in pocket. He has no pocket. Anything. So don't do so. We have done wrong to give our heart. Why we gave our love and affection? Oh, you should take away? Oh, that is the problem.
We cannot forget.
No. Tapta jivanam kabhi biriritaram. Oh, in Shastra, Brahman, Shankar and so many have told, Narada has told, to have affection to Krishna. Oh, they are all cheaters. Top to bottom. Why they are writing so? Oh, because if a person is a poet, he may tell that, oh, my horse is flying in
the sky.
Oh, he can run very fast, but he cannot fly in air. So they can do like that.
Exaggerate.
They can write like that.
Exaggerate.
Understand?
Yes, they don't have to
exaggerate. Or many generally they tell like this. Who is beautiful? Oh, she is very beautiful. But more than
moon.
Yeah.
Can?
Is it possible?
Not possible.
Only poets write this.
He is very long person.
Tall.
He can touch a sky. What is this?
Exaggeration.
Metaphor.
So all the poets have written like this, the glorification of that black person and his name and his harikatha. All are all poisonous. And we should not
associate.
Oh, you should see how many you are. Now you have no affection for your home. Very big problem. Those who take Bhagavad Puthi this, here, putting tilak.
Saffron cloth.
Saffron cloth. Or set the head, kanti mala,
nofi.
And they will natal. Oh, here, the pastimes of black. I will not take any
fee
for the nothing. Only you should hear. Oh, be very far away. 1,000 miles from them, don't hear them. They are greatest cheater. They are like what?
Butcher.
They have no kindness, no mercy at all.
So cruel-hearted.
Cruel-hearted.
They will cut your life. So be careful. Don't go there. So what are these things? Out of love, Dibyonmar. If anyone hear all these sweet pastimes, then what will be? Oh, he will be successful. A lobe may come by hearing all these kathas from any Rasik Tattva Gavaisna. Lolya means thick greed may come. Those who are very fortunate and those who have some impression of past lives, that they could not finish their bhakti in their life, past lives. Or if they will hear, anyone hear, then there is so much chance to have lola, that kind of. So you can imagine how this lola is high class. Once we were giving class in, perhaps in New Jersey, last time, and at that time, one devotee is of ISKCON, teacher.
Danudar
Swami came.
Oh, Upadesha Amrita.
And I was reading that, Nectar of Devotion. And this is slow. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. And here, Swamiji, my Siksha Guru has written clearly that lolya can come. I told you, Bosana. So it was written there. What? It was written. He has written that even in the stage of on earth, this low level.
The stage of bondage. You asked him to read twice.
I told to read him and to
read twice.
Read himself. And he wrote. And I, what he has written?
Again.
And he was bound to tell these things. Always they used to
conceal it, hide it,
to do some opposition for me. And I clearly, he admitted all these things. That even these stages of
bondage,
we can have a greed like this, and we can follow the gopis, no harm. Because in our constitutional position, transcendental, there is something here. Those who have not, they should not do. But why for all? For all not, it has been told. Those who have greed, they can have greed. You cannot tell that why he, he is very new five. Or he is only in 12 years age. Or he is a general devotee. He cannot have. You cannot tell. This argument is not fit for them.
No valid.
In any state, it may be so many kinds of an earth may be there. Lola may come. And when it will come, at once he will gallop to
Ruchi.
Where?
Ruchi.
Taste.
Ruchi. For them, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, no need. He has crossed at once. It means in past lives he has crossed all these things. and he has come to this. And he is very fortunate. He is rare-like. So here, tell you, if that kind of loudness, you want, or you can crop, you can
purchase
at once. But how you can? Oh, by that Lord, Krishna Bhakti Rasa. So we should always try to be pray Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, Gauchandra, his associates, Raya Ramananda, Sarupa Damodar. You should be merciful that we can have a association bhakta like you, Raya Ramananda, Sarupa Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami like. And then we should try to follow. But if known Laulya, then we should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti. In the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, then it may be that by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, this, when gopis are meeting with Krishna in Kurukshetra, how high class of explanation is there. How good explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita, third and fourth
chapter in Adi Lila.
Adi Lila, especially in fourth. Oh, he is defining, explaining, oh, how is the Radhika? And Krishna is telling, Radhika is my guru, my servant, my teacher.
Sohaya guru vasissa bhujissa vandhava piya sattam.
And he is explaining all these things. I wanted to explain you. I want to reach to that point. But I am saying that, oh, we cannot reach to that point. But anyhow, any time we will discuss all this.
Region Holy Land.
So, Janma Koti is Krita. That Lord is very. If anyone has, try to keep very secretly in your heart. Otherwise, it will go away like camphor. Keep it very secretly. And only you can discuss all these things to the devotees who are rushing. And they are in your line. What line? Swajatiya Asaya Snigdha.
Like-minded.
What is that thing? Swajatiya Snigdha Asaya?
Means that those devotees who are like-minded,
What like-minded?
Means that the goal that one wants to achieve, whether in Dasiras, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. In our line, specifically in Madhurya, to follow in the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, assisting Rukmanjari. So those who are established in that, who are obviously more advanced, and those who are affectionately disposed to one, that one should approach them. And they having some special affection towards one, then those very secret things which are within their hearts, then they can explain and in this way nourish one's greed.
Mahaprabhu heard, became very happy. Wonderful, wonderful explanations. But I want to hear more. I'm not satisfied. And then Ramananda, who became also so much
overjoyed.
Oh, how a good
audience
is he. I've never heard a question like all these things. And he continued, Raya kahe, Prabhu kahe, iho hai, aage kahar. Very good, it is. But still I want to hear something more. Raya kahe, dasya prem, Dasya Prem. What is this? This is gold. And what is process has been, what has been told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Darsya Prema, to follow the Nitya Siddha Parikar, like
Raktak Patrak,
like Hanuman, more superior, like Pandavas, more superior, Uddha, more superior, Raktak Patrak. What is the specialty of Hanuman? Serving Ram, always. But he has some opulence. Jai Vijay are serving as a Dasharas to Narayan. But there are more opulence there. Hanuman some less, but even there is some opulence. More superior, Arjun, Pandavas and all. Not Pandavas. Raktak Pittak here. In Dwarkadi he has so many servants. But more superior. Raktak Pittak. There is no Shuddha Dasya in Braja. Understand what meaning?
Yeah, no pure Dasya.
No pure Dasya. Raktak Pittak are the Dasya of Nanda Baba. But they think, oh, Krishna is my friend. Some mixed with friend. Friendlyhood. And some, oh, if they are more aged, then they have some fatherly, parental love, vatsalya bhav. They can take care. Oh, my lala, like this. They may give something to eat Krishna. They will play with him. So, either with sakha or either with
vatsalya.
Very, very high class of these things. They will follow this process. And object is what? Oh, Dasya Prema. And process is to follow them. Always remain. Krishnam and
Janan chasya.
Mainly, prominently to his Dasya. Always, how they are serving. If they are great. Then Gaur Premanande. Today's drama play also. So one Sankirtan you should do.
We have one
you remember? Any Kirtan? Yashomati Nandan or any?
He has one announcement. Your books have arrived.
We wanted that Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, he quickly, in couple of years, he spread, he preached his mission everywhere in the world. How? How he preached?
Book distribution.
Oh, Harikatha, and especially by book distributions. Oh, Jarataro bhai. Oh, why not? Give a minute for me. And very soon he preached all over the world, where he could not.
Personally.
His books went well. And all have so much honor for him. And very swing quickly all used to come to him and they are initiated. I also want that my disciples, my well-wishers, they should help me in this. That we can preach the mission of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev. Very soon. By distribution. If you will, at least 5 books, 10 books, very simple, you can take and distribute. Some profit you can keep for you, no harm. and if not, all profits for Guru and Vaishnava.
Percentage bata dijiye na profit ki, fir man mein lalach
lagega. So, by that you can maintain your life to no harm.
Or buy new books.
So I want that. You should also distribute five books. And this will help you. In this respect, he will tell you something.
So, Srila Gurudev now explains how wonderful it is to engage in book distribution. So many of us have come in contact with what we have heard today, this Krishna Bhakti Rasa. By reading books, we became so attracted. And these books which we are speaking about now, they are so wonderful and attractive. Srila Gurudev's words are so sweet, nectarian, that anyone who reads them becomes attracted. Yesterday...
Also, my books are supplementary to the...
Complementary.
Complementary to the books of...
They will help anyone to properly understand what Srila Prabhupada came to give. What is real Krishna consciousness, as we have heard this evening. So, yesterday, 20,000 or 2,000?
2,000. 1,000 pounds.
2,000 books have arrived. And Nishtinti Prabhu, he is very eager to distribute all these books. Also, others are very eager, we know that. And we would like to request you to please help in this book distribution. Now, Nishtinti Prabhu will make a little presentation and ask you to take some books home with you and distribute them to your friends,
relatives,
devotees who you know will benefit so much. What is the best thing you can give a person? It's a book. It is black and white. They can read themselves. They don't have to doubt. It is clearly presented. And by that they will surely also become convinced that this is the real flow of bhakti, of nectar, and it will inundate their hearts. All sadness and difficulties which they are experiencing will quickly go and they will become happy forever. So, yes?
Oh.
Yeah, there will be some different, we will present it, Nishtinti Prabhu now, and there will be different books available which will be helpful for all stages of devotees.
For the beginning stage.
Oh yes, I'm here. Hare Krishna. So, we have desire for initiation. Initially tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.
This thus ends the class on the 20th of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, upstate New York. Hare Krishna.